Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Today, I'm really excited to have Chad Fleck on the line. He's the CEO of Hungerstruck Food Truck. Chad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's awesome to be here.
So perfect. So, you know, as I mentioned to you prior, the audience for the show, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and some people have started businesses, some are thinking of starting businesses. I mean, all different levels. Let's just start out with your background as a business person or entrepreneur.
Okay. I was a guy that was handed some cards in my life that weren't properly dealt out. And I had to deal with that and overcome some challenges throughout my life. And I was told that I was not able to do the corporate side of things. So instead of just sitting around waiting for other people to accept my journey or accept my will, I went out and made it on my own and started the food truck. Hungerstruck Food Truck is, it's more than just a food truck. It's a hunger for life. But it's a food truck that is really thriving right now. And it's a great opportunity for people to latch on and enjoy themselves, have a good time, come eat some great food, and thoroughly be entertained while they're coming in and enjoying a fun experience in a small town market where the food truck market has been around.
Let's just stick for a moment or two longer on your background and what that looks like. So here you are, you're told that you know, corporate America doesn't want you, and you're told that, you know, and you have to go out and do it on your own. I mean, what does that look like for some people out there that maybe you're in your same situation and they're thinking, hey, what's next? Corporate America, I just don't fit for whatever reason. Like, what does that look like? What would you tell them?
It's very frustrating. Very frustrating and very hard and very challenging. But it's also inspiring at the same time. Depends on how you put your outlook on it and how you put your mind to it. So it's up to the person if being told no and putting a chip on your shoulder, it's something that's great and it's something that can inspire you to be better. When you have a background like mine, my background is I am a recovering alcoholic and I am a felon. And I was told no. I was told no by so many people that I could not do anything. And so I had to go out and do it on my own. And I'm inspiring people now to do it on their own too as well. At the same time as well, I'm giving other opportunities to other people to have a second chance life. If you're hungry for life, come get some.
Oh man, I really appreciate you sharing that story and also the realness of it. That's what this podcast is about. Everybody likes to talk about success and what's, you know, fun and easy. I like to talk about, hey, this isn't easy. Like, this is hard. It's hard to be successful as an entrepreneur. It's hard to get up and be told no and to have, you know, doors slammed in your face. It's hard. And how do you break through that? So I appreciate you sharing all that with us. Let's get into some of the specifics. Like, how did you get into, first of all, the food truck business? Because I think it's super interesting, but not everybody does. But I want to know, how'd you fall into that line?
I used to work, and I've been in the restaurant industry for about 15 years, most of my adult life. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. It's been a dream of mine with my business partner, who's my uncle at the same time. It's something that we've always wanted to do, own our own restaurant. But when traveling outside of the smaller town and seeing like the food trucks in the bigger cities and seeing how successful they are and the lower overhead of them, it's something that came across to us that was not what we originally intended, but we're running forward with it. And it's fun. It's fun and it's exciting. And people are enjoying it and people are finally coming around to it. It's been a struggle for like 2 or 3 years. It's been a struggle for 2 or 3 years because it's been an inexistent market for the food truck industry in our area. And we're coming across it right now. We've got some momentum coming up. People are finally starting to realize that we actually cook food on there. We don't just serve chips.
That's awesome.
It's finally starting to pay off, and it's been discouraging, but it's also been very inspiring. And we're giving other people jobs now. We're giving other people jobs, people that can't do things, the people that are being told no by corporate America, and people that have had to overcome some of the things that I've had to overcome too. So it's very rewarding right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's I love that you talk about creating jobs, and really what you've done is you found a way to become a blessing in other people's lives, and we know what happens when you do that. You help other people, and it's just the way it works. You focus on helping other people, and you in turn help yourself. I mean, it's a great thing. And in terms of the industry and that pivot you took, you're like, we want a restaurant. Well, we have a food. I mean, it's just amazing, and that's so many times how the entrepreneurial challenge or the entrepreneurial journey works. And the best part about it is, the way I like to look at it is you're still fighting the fight. Every single day you fight the fight in your business and what in your direction, and little pieces get added to what you're doing. And, you just move the needle just a little bit. Don't worry about having to be successful right today and do everything. Just move the needle a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more, about the specifics of kind of how I'm really curious about this because it's new to me. How do you come up with your concept, like for the truck, the food you're going to serve? I'm just, how'd you come across all that?
Well, it actually all started when I was, I grew up in a small town, and it was just a town that like literally had nothing at night, like late night food, nothing like that. And the closest thing was a Taco Bell, literally like 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
So I remember walking out of one of my buddy's establishments and just was frustrated that I had to go to a frozen pizza for food at night.
Wow.
So I said, why don't we just start doing a food truck at night and have it set up? And that's where the idea came from. And seeing it like in a bigger city and seeing how it worked and progressed, and I spent 4 months out in LA, like kind of studying it and everything like that. So it just progressed from there, and it's getting bigger and better right now. But it's one of those things where we wanted to give options to people to where they didn't have to just settle for the norm of things. Everybody wants to close down at like 9 o'clock in a small town, but not us. If we're given the option, we're going to stay open until 3 a.m.
Oh, that's great. And that there's a big lesson in that. I mean, it's really, it sounds to me like you're there's different types of entrepreneurs. It sounds to me like you're a seeker. You're seeking to fix a problem and you see that, you have that idea, you see it, and then you pursue. And then you obviously, 2-3 years in and it's just starting to work well. That's a struggle those first couple of years for sure. And I'm happy to hear that you're starting to have success in what you're doing also. So that's great.
Thank you.
Where do people follow you? Where do people find you? Where do they follow you?
They can find us on, at Hungerstruck Food Truck on Instagram and Hungerstruck LLC on Facebook. It's one of those things. It's a fun environment when you come eat at our truck. We have great food, panini sandwiches. Also, we have specialty hot dogs and game day nachos. We like to have as much fun as possible and make the people that come up to the truck have as much fun as well.
Oh, man, that's great, Chad. Yeah, I love it. And it sounds to me like you have found a way to combine fun with food truck and doing something you love to do. So, hey, I really appreciate it. And thank you for coming on the show and, sharing your trials and tribulations and also what you're doing. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back.